Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And look who's here with us at Radio 1. It's Connie Hugg off Blue Peter, hiya.
Hello, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah.
I like it that you're wearing your Blue Peter badge.
I know.
Well, as always. Do you wear that everywhere?
We're being filmed for the show.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you ever take it off?
When I'm not on duty, it's like a policeman.
Okay,
yeah.
You have to take it off when you're not on duty.
Now, I did come on the Blue Peter Bring and Buy sale about 5 years ago, and I was on a CD store with Martin Fowler from EastEnders, and then I did get a badge, but I've lost it.
Oh, no!
Now, what do I have to do to get another one? Because I know they're very, very valuable and hard to come by.
You have to do something different to earn it.
Right.
If you see what I mean.
Okay.
So, like, if you send... Let me explain. Like, if you draw a picture and you get a badge, then you can't just draw another picture. Oh, no, hang on, that's to get a silver badge. So, no, you just have
What's
to...
What's a silver badge?
Oh, right. Basically, to get a badge, you have to do something else to earn the badge.
Okay.
But then once you've got a badge,
yeah.
If you want to get a silver badge, then you have to do something different and worthy.
Right, okay.
If it has to be worthy.
I know.
You've got no chance.
I just have to kind of root through the cupboard to get on and see if I can find it.
How did you lose it?
Oh, well, they're quite tiny, aren't they? It's one of them when I moved house, I think.
I reckon someone nicked it.
Well, that is possible as well.
Because it's happened before.
Yeah, the amount of random people that come to my house.
They're sought after.
Yeah, exactly. Now, do you know who's really upset that you're here today on my show?
Let me guess.
Go on.
Is it the early morning bloke?
he'll be pleased with that. Yeah, Greg.
Yes,
James.
Greg.
Now, he starts at 4 a.m.
Oh.
What's going on between you and him, eh? Flirting going on. He met you at some party, didn't he?
Yeah, well, no, basically, what happened was, I met him and his producer.
Yeah.
Well, but though it wasn't, was it, actually? It was him and your mate over there.
Laura.
Hi. Yeah, it was him and Laura.
Yeah.
And then Greg was like, oh, come on the show or whatever. And I was like, okay.
And he got your phone number.
Well, no, Laura got my phone number. Laura vouched for me, right? And then when he rang me up in the morning, he was like, oh, I thought you'd given me the wrong number. And I said, but I didn't give it to you. I gave it to Laura. It's in Laura's notebook. Laura vouched for me.
Yes, look, it is.
See? And so then he'd made out like I'd given him my number.
Oh, I see.
And really, you know, I'm not saying that Greg's not a nice person.
No, he's lovely. Yeah. But if you're listening,
so
boys,
you know what? Can I just say, when he rang me up, I was like half asleep.
I've got all this. Don't worry, boys. If you're listening, here's how to get Connie's number. It's quite good.
Okay, Connie, can I have your number?
Listen to his technique.
On this microphone.
Yeah.
Well, and just for you to use.
Cool.
07.
Oh my God!
But Laura was there. No, because then they made me write it down.
Oh.
So, Laura, you did nod yes, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
See? There we go.
So after you were chatting him up blatantly, this is...
He's like 12 or something, isn't he? He's really young. He looks very young,
he's 21 or something, yeah.
Yeah, he looks young.
But this is what happened when... He woke you up, didn't he? Really early in the morning.
Oh my gosh, I haven't even heard... I don't want to hear
Here it is.
Wait. Hello.
Hi, is that Connie?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Greg, Radio 1.
Hey.
Hiya.
Hi.
All right?
Yes.
You're live on Radio 1.
Oh, gosh, already? That's so quick.
It's 5:40 in the morning, you all right?
Yeah, you just woke me up. Can't believe that you just rang me without any... But that's good, it's all good, but I'm so tired.
Okay, sorry, Connie. Speak to you later.
No. You didn't have to go, now that you've woken me.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Right, okay, I really thought this was going to be a fake number. Seriously?
Really?
Yeah, really.
It's a good number, isn't it? Don't read it out.
Oh, of course I won't read it out, no, what do you think I am? Connie, we'll speak to you again soon, alright? Sorry to wake you up. We'll speak to you very soon.
Okay. Cool.
Sorry about that, have a lovely day though, Connie.
Don't worry, it's fine.
I
thought I dreamt it, you know, and I had to check my received calls the next morning. I was like, was that real? Or did I just dream someone rang me? And I had to go through my call log, and there's like, the last call was at like, I don't know, 5 or whatever.
40,
and
yeah.
Oh.
Do you know what, though?
That's so cheeky, isn't it?
Yeah, but when we played that on our show, because Greg played it, obviously, because he got the clip.
He doesn't also have as many listeners as you, though, does he?
Well, he will soon. our listeners really enjoyed that, and we did play the clip quite a lot.
Now that you've woken me.
Yeah. That's really bad out of context. Just that's so embarrassing.
Just that bit.
You didn't have to go now that you've woken me.
Now, a lot of people want that because we do these message alerts. So when people get a text, we can put them on a download.
Don't you have to have like my permission or something to do that?
Well, yeah, but you'll give that to us, won't you?
No.
So could you say,
we'll edit that no bit out.
Could you just say this? Could you just
you
say
can't
this?
Edit this. It's live.
You didn't have to go now that you've woken
me. It won't sound the same now I'm awake.
But if you could say it, because it would please a lot of our listeners.
But it will sound different.
Well, don't just try it.
You don't have to go now that you've woken me.
That's not the same voice.
Do it with feeling.
Do your 5 o'clock voice.
I can't. That's just for when I'm woken up. I was half asleep at the time.
Yes, that's
I mean,
exactly.
Like, imagine if I just started swearing or something. That could have got me the sack.
I know.
That's
imagine
really
you're asleep
out of
order. And Scott's about to leave you.
Now that you've woken me.
Oh my god. I thought I was here to promote the appeal.
Right, no, we'll get onto that now. I'm so sorry. But you're not here
I've
just
been
to
brought here on false pretense.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't. I know it's not just a social visit for me to wind you up about Greg. You actually want something, don't you? Because you've got a new Blue Peter appeal.
Yeah, we have. We've got an appeal that we're running for Bernardo's Young Carers. And we want people's CDs, DVDs and computer games. And you can donate them to your local Bernardo's, your Lloyd's TSB, or you can take them to your local BBC radio station.
Oh, OK, cool.
Will you do that, Scott?
Yeah, well...
You must have so many kicking
well,
about here.
Today we had a good rummage around the office, OK?
And you've got two.
No.
Oh, right, sorry, I didn't see that pile behind
now,
you.
Now, I know that Edith has promised to give you her Sex and the City box set.
That's good of
which
her.
Which is good, yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think she would want to part with that.
No.
But she did. And James King, off of Films, has given you this DVD.
Jim right. Davidson, yeah. In your face.
Yeah.
Great.
That's nice. I've also got a selection
what
of...
What are the kids?
Of, also a selection of music here, which we found in the office. Now, this is a band from the 90s. It sounds like the This Morning theme tune.
We have to sell these on in order to make any money, you realise?
People will want this, won't they?
I don't know what it is
it's
at the moment.
It's Upside Down. They're a boy band off the 90s, and this is Every Time I Fall in Love.
Oh, it's good, this, isn't it?
It is good.
I don't remember them. Funny, that.
what else have I got? I've got Mark Owen.
This is just a way for you to clear out your CD collection, isn't it?
No.
How rude.
No, but you
how
know rude. What? Your unwanted CDs may be wanted by Mark Owen fans up and down the nation. So it's
yeah,
all
they
good.
Will.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so tell people exactly where they have to go and what they have to do for this appeal.
Oh, cool. You have to get all your unwanted CDs, DVDs and computer games that we can sell on in aid of Bernardo's and take them to your local Lloyd's TSB or your local BBC radio station or your local Bernardo's.
Brilliant.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, we've got a new rival on this show.
Right.
Do you remember Laura's sister, Mary, that used to read out Laura's diary?
Yeah.
Right. She now has a rival radio show,
right.
Which is on at the same time as ours.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Bring it on, love. Go on, bring it on. That's what I say. Same place that made you can break you. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's our first show today. 4 till 6.
Right now?
Right now, in direct competition, which she's obviously done on purpose.
It's not a proper shift, is it? 4 till 6.
4 till 6. It's like Radio 2. 4 till half past. But it's all over the student campus at Aberystwyth.
Is it?
That's where you can hear it right now. I'm up for the challenge, though, are you?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
I'm saying bring it on to this new rival radio show, which is on all over the campus of Aberystwyth Uni at the moment. Mm. Some students have been on, Dave, Alid and Stubbs, saying, we're en route to Aber at the moment. Do you want us to sort Mary out for being so damned rude? We could, like, storm the studio or something for launching a rival radio show after you launch her. Well, no, that's fine. Also, there's someone else on the email saying, I'm actually listening to you at the moment in the campus at Aberystwyth Uni. You've got nothing to worry about. Well, OK, shall we have a listen then?
Let's hear it.
This is Mary, Laura's sister, who used to read out Laura's diary, with her brand new radio show, which is on at exactly the same time as ours. How rude. It seems to start off with some kind of loud bang. Don't really know why. But you choose which show you would rather listen to.
Hello, you're listening to Team Pridus on Bay Radio. How are you all doing today? My name's Marcus, and in the studio we've got Nath.
I'm Nath, hello.
Is that guy chewing gum on the radio?
It sounds a bit like
a bit like when Charlie from Big Brother came in. Do you remember that? It's like, could you take that out of your mouth, please?
Mary.
Sup.
Our first ever show. It's quite an emotional moment right now.
Actually, those two are crying over there,
Yeah.
Marcus, are you okay?
I'm managing. I'm shaking, but it's cool. I'm excited.
Yeah. I can see the sweat running down your
glistening
face right now.
It's shiny. Oh, cool. You're blinding me.
Exactly.
Blinded.
What have we got? Next up is going to be Kate Nash mouthwash.
Mouthwash.
Stick it on.
So that is what you're missing right now if you're not in Aberystwyth.
I quite like the way the conversation flows.
Yeah. Well, no, the thing is, though, when we first started working together, we didn't have the chemistry for a long time.
It's taken us years to build up this chemistry, hasn't it? Now it's like...
Yeah. Oh, like that, isn't it?
Sup.
Yeah, what is that? Listen when Mary first speaks.
And Mary.
Sup.
Is that like her, all right, Treacle? Radio 1 Podcast. Greg James just texted me, by the way, not to bring his name up again, instead to say hi.
Hi.
It's 5 to 5.
Don't sound that enthusiastic about that.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
5 to 5 on Radio 1. Connie Huck, Officer Peter.
Oh,
the early bloke.
The bloke we were talking about before.
Right.
Oh, God.
How quickly she forgets.
I know.
You said Craig James.
Greg.
Okay, yeah, I get it now.
Well got out of.
Now, we didn't realise that you're going to have to sell these CDs on, so we thought you were going to melt them down or something.
You were hoping,
yeah.
Davidson.
We honestly didn't know that because I was going to. This is Nigel Ogden's Whirlitz of Christmas, which I was going to give away.
Wait, did you bring that from your own personal collection?
No, I did not.
Says a lot about you, the CDs that you've actually bought.
Doesn't
in school.
It, yeah.
I've got lot of Simply Red, and I do have Walking in Memphis by Cher.
Nice.
but then you'd expect that, wouldn't you, really? To be fair.
So are you not now giving Nigel Ogden's Whirlitz of Christmas?
No, what we're going to do is because we have a lot of CDs that we give to charity anyway, don't we? So what we're going to do is for Blue Peter, we're going to empty our bins of charity and give it all to you, all the CDs from there.
Oh, that's
quite
that's
a lot
brilliant.
Of them.
That's so made it worth it to come on.
Okay, right.
we got there in the
Thank
end.
Thank God for that.
You clawed it back.
Right,
well
so
done,
you
well
have
done.
To go to your local BBC radio station to hand stuff in.
Yeah,
or Bernardo's.
Or Lloyd's TSB.
Or Lloyd's TSB, brilliant. Okay, that's the new Blue Peter appeal. Can I just ask you something?
Yeah.
Right. You know, right, there's one of the presenters on Blue Peter who used to be on.
Yeah.
Is it true he's now a drag queen?
I read that in
Did
the
Did you
paper.
See this? Stuart Miles?
Yeah, in the News of the World.
Right.
But I just know as much as you know.
Right, okay. Now, in the paper, when I read it, it said that he was fed up with having to act all macho. Now, I don't remember him acting macho at all. To be fair, Connie, you. So, but you know as much as I do. You haven't spoken to
Not recently.
All right, okay. I just wanted to clear that up because.
But if you Google him, you can find. I think it says like where his next gig is or whatever.
Brilliant! Let's do that right now.
You can publicise it.
I might have had a drink with him then.
Well, thing is, Chappers went out on a transvestite evening recently, and
The venue I was in turned into a transvestite evening after. I was at a gig, and then at the end of the gig, then it became a transvestite evening.
Oh, look at him trying to justify it.
I'm not justifying
it. It's okay, we don't mind.
I wasn't. Be confident in yourself.
I'm joking.
There he is. I've just found him. He's changed his name to Stella.
Are you joking?
No. Stella. Well, he probably hasn't changed his name.
Yeah,
it's just
it's
a stage
like his,
name.
Yeah, yeah.
Stella Ratner. So, yeah.
Like
we should go,
is.
Maybe, together and see
Shall
him.
Shall we?
Yeah.
All right, I'm up for that.
Okay, nice one. Listen, Connie,
what
thank
about
you.
No.
Well, actually,
he goes anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'll be there anyhow, yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in today.
Pleasure.
Remember, go to Bernardo's, your BBC local radio station, or Lloyd's TSB, and get all your CDs and DVDs in for the Blue Peter Appeal.
And computer
thank you.
Games.
And computer
they earn
games.
Lots of money.
Thanks, Connie.
Cheers. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.